Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. My name is James Johnson Jr., and I am glad to be on at this time. Our pastor, the Noonday Ministry, is Pastor Franklin Brown, Assistant Pastor Etha Brown, and I want to thank Elder Dorothy Hall for giving me this opportunity to come on every second Tuesday of every month. I had some problems last month, but she filled right in, and I thank God for her. Giving honor to our God and Father and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. I thank God for each of you that are able to be on the call at this time. I know some was able to make it and some are working and have other schedules. A few weeks ago, I was in prayer and I asked the Lord, what would he have me to preach on the next message, not knowing that he was going to give me the message about preaching on his son, Jesus Christ. And of course, we know that that is the greatest message to be preached, is on Jesus Christ. And we'll have to do some history because this is a series of messages. This would be the third message that I'm preaching on Jesus Christ. But before I start and give you the scripture, I'm asking that everyone will say a word of prayer for my mother, Leona Johnson, who is 93 years old. I just ask that everyone will keep her in your prayers. I want to sing a couple verses of one of her favorite songs, and it's Blessed Assurance. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on sight. Angels descending, brain from above, echo of mercy, whisper of love. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission. All is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Let's go to the throne of grace right now in prayer. Father in heaven, we come to the throne of grace and mercy. We come in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We come with thanksgiving because truly, God, we are so grateful and thankful for all of your blessings and all of your promises. We thank you for the promise of eternal life. We thank you that you predestinated us for salvation. You called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. We are grateful and thankful. We pray right now that you will have mercy upon us and forgive us all for the things that we have done the things that we have said and the things that we have thought. That was not in a line with your word. Cleanse us in the precious blood of Jesus that we might be cleansed indeed. Because God, you said in your word that if we regard iniquity in our heart, you will not hear us. So therefore we confess, because God, we know that we are flesh and blood. We are flesh and blood, and that we do sin willfully and sometime unwillfully. But we know, God, that you said in your word in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for your word, Lord, because we know that heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall live and abide forever. We pray you bless those that are hearing the message today. Bless those that were not able to, and bless all of your people. We pray that you will manifest complete healing in the lives of your people everywhere. Nevertheless, not our will be done, but your will be done. Help us, Lord, to draw closer to you in these last days. Help us to be witnesses in these last days. Help us to make disciples in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. We praise you, and we magnify you. This is our prayer at this time. In Jesus' name, we do pray with thanksgiving. Amen. For the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has called me to bring good news to all mankind. For the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Now, if you have your Bibles, or if you have your tablet, please turn with me to Philippians, the second chapter. Philippians, the second chapter, verses 6 through 11, I will read into your ears. Using for a topic under the heading of Jesus Christ, a subtopic, I would say would be highly exalted, highly exalted. It's the same scripture that the Lord want me to quote or to speak on in reference to his son, Jesus Christ. Philippians, the second chapter, verses 6 through 11, and I'm going to be calling out some scripture, but I'm not going to have time to read them. So we want to be as the Berean church in the book of Acts. We want to search the scripture ourselves to make sure that those things are true that was being said. Verse 6 of Philippians, the second chapter, verse 6 through 11, and it reads, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of man. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. It's necessary that we go back to Genesis for some history. But before we do, I want to make mention that we will be dealing with different dispensations. And of course, the first dispensation will be the dispensation of innocence, and we're only going to be able to cover one dispensation. This is a man-made so that we can have somewhat of a guideline of how God dealt with man. And we're going to be dealing with the dispensation of innocence. First of all, we need to know what dispensation is. And it is a system of theology that provides the best, most literal hermeneutics, which is the method of Bible interpretation. Dispensationalists make a clear distinction between Israel and the church. Many people do not know that God deal with Israel and he deal with the church. The church came into existence after Jesus was here on earth. And he said to Peter, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We recognize the church as being heavenly, and we as believers that believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, we are heaven bound. The Israel, God's chosen people, are earthly people. They will remain on the earth, and they will continue to produce forever and ever. And one might say, my God, it seemed like they will fill up the earth and everywhere else. But we must realize that there is no end to God. If we go east, west, north, south, if we go up and down with the speediest missile in the world, and for trillions and trillions upon trillions of years, we will not come to the end of God. God has no end because he is omnipresent. He is endless. The classic seven dispensations are innocent, conscious, government, promise, law, grace, millennium kingdom. These are the seven dispensations. Of course, some people believe that it's only three. Some believe it's 33. But I will going to be teaching on the seven dispensations. In each of these, there is a reconcilable sixfold pattern of how God worked with those living in the dispensation. God gave a responsibility to people. They failed to meet God's requirement. Their failure is judged, and God extends grace and hope for the future. The Bible say in St. John, the first chapter, that Moses brought the law. And I want you to know, which I know you already know, that the law is external. But Jesus brought grace. That's God's unmerited favor. That is internal. I need to say right now, and I will be saying it periodically, that Jesus said in St. John, the 10th chapter, that my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. When God speaks to believers, he speaks to the channel of our heart spirit. The devil is not allowed to speak through our heart and spirit. He does not have the power to do that. Because if he did, we wouldn't know who was speaking to us. We would not know it was the devil or God. Because that Satan is a sly, slick, angelical being who have been fallen and who we will be discussing a little bit later. So we always keep in mind that God speaks through our channel of our heart and spirit. He speaks through other believers, and he speaks through his word. We must remember that. Let's go to Genesis, the second chapter. Very, very, very important. But before I read from verse 26 and 27, the first chapter of Genesis, verse 26 and 27, the Lord has been pressing me to say this, and for some, they are not going to understand it. But to those that are spiritual-minded, they should understand it. Before God created the heaven and the earth, before God created mankind, before he created the heaven and earth, God always was on his, God has never gotten off of his throne, and God will never, ever get off of his throne. Yes, Jesus got up in the book of Acts when the deacon was being martyred. Jesus got up. The Bible says he stood up. But God continued and always will continue to sit on his throne. He's always been there, and he always will be there. When God created the angelical beings to worship him, the heavenly host, the 24 elders, and trillions of angels that God created to worship him, they always was and always will be worshiping God. God must be worshiped. And it seemed like it's contradictory, because when the Lord spoke to me, I looked and I said, I just believe that. I don't understand it. And in Exodus, let us know in Exodus that the things that are revealed to us is for us. But the things that God has not revealed for us, they are not for us. How in the world can God create angels and they were always worship him, because God must be worshiped. Now, with myself, my main worship of God is around 3 o'clock in the morning. God will want us to worship him at any time. And we worship him through righteous living. We worship him by reading his word and by being obedient. But the worship that I'm talking about is getting on my knees, because I'm able to get on my knees, and I praise him. I magnify him. I tell him how much I love him. Lord, I love you. I praise you. I magnify you. There's no one like you. I quote scripture. I pray in tongues. I sing songs. And all of a sudden, the heavens open, and the blessings that God gives me, I cannot begin to even mention them. But so much for that. Let's go to Genesis, the first chapter, and I'm going to read verse 26 and 27. These verses I must read. And it said, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him, male and female, he created them. A lot of people have a problem with this image of God, how that he created man in his own image. But it exactly means, and it's more than what I'm about to say here, that he gave each of us a mind. He gave each of us a will, and he gave unto us emotions. This is part of the image that God created mankind with. Genesis, the second chapter, verse 7 says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life. And man became a living soul." When you look at that scripture, you got to think about what is being said here. What is being said here is that God formed man from the very dust of the ground. Oh, my goodness, we are dirt. We are dust. We are dirt beings. Man had no life at that time. God is a spirit. St. John, the 4th chapter, verse 24, say, God is a spirit, capital S, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. When God breathed into man that dirt body was dead. He formed it from the dust, and when he breathed into it, that body, if he's a spirit, he breathed into that body, soul and spirit, and man became a living soul. So the flesh will go back to the ground, and we'll speak on that later. But Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verse 12, say that the only thing that can separate the soul and spirit is the word of God. Now, we know that the spirit is part of man that knows. We know the soul is the center of love and hate. And of course, both of them have more meaning than that. But God imparted his spirit into man. So if God is not going to die, mankind will never die. Now, when God imparted into mankind, he didn't lose anything. God did not lose anything. And we know that God set the man and woman into the garden. We know the story. What I want to emphasize here, and you probably never heard it before, because I never heard it, and I'm 70 years old, and of course a lot of things I never heard. Adam and Eve was not flesh and blood. Adam and Eve were not flesh and blood. Adam and Eve was perfect. They were sinless at the time that God put them into the Garden of Eden. They became flesh and blood when they sinned and they disobeyed God. That's when blood entered and the spirit that ran through their veins came out. They sinned it because they disobeyed God. Now, I want everybody to know, if you don't know, and I know that you do know, that doing these studies, as the Lord led me to do much research, and is only the beginning, because he want me to preach series of message on Jesus Christ, which I will do. And John said in his book, St. John, of course he wrote 5 books, but I think it's the 22nd chapter, where around the last verse, or second from the last verse, he said that if the books was written about Jesus, he supposed that the whole world was not able to contain them. So you're talking about trillions and trillions upon books about our Lord and Savior. So I can see that this series, the Lord have not let me know how long that it will last. But even if I preached it every day about Jesus Christ, it would be more than 2 or 3 years of preaching about Jesus Christ. But we know that the devil Satan, Lucifer. He has many names. And we know that he was the highest archangel in heaven. And he was beautiful. There was no angel as beautiful as he was. There was no angel that had the wisdom that he had. But he got beside himself and thought that he could exalt his throne above the throne of God. But even after man and woman had sinned, God, of course, he took them out of the garden. Now, this didn't happen all of a sudden. Of course, this dispensation is the dispensation of innocent, because they were innocent at first until they sinned, and then their both eyes was open, and they realized that they were naked, and they sold fig trees, and they put them around themselves. For some reason, they thought that they could hide themselves from God, but finally they found out that it was impossible to hide themselves from God. But there are many prophecies about Jesus Christ. But the first one that we are going to be speaking on, and we can't speak much on it because of time, but we will continue on the next message here. But we definitely want to read where in Genesis, the third chapter, verse 15 in the Old Testament, was the first prophecy about Jesus. Thank God for Jesus, that even when man sinned it, the Bible said, and God told him that in the day that they sinned, they would die. They died spiritually, and eventually, after 900 some years, Adam died physically. And so, regardless of who was in Adam and Eve's place, any of us that ever was born, we would have done the same thing. We would have done the same thing. Genesis 3, 3rd chapter, verse 15, I got to get this in. And I will put into me between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and shall bruise thy head, and thou shall bruise his heel. Romans 16, chapter, verse 20 say, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. There are three individuals here speaking of the sin of mankind. And it's the man, it's the woman, and it's the devil who used the serpent. He used the serpent because the serpent was slicker than slick, and it just didn't happen right then. The devil cultivated a relationship with Eve that she was able to trust him. Genesis, the third chapter, verse 12 say, and the man said, the woman whom thou gave to me with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And that was the beginning of mankind passing the buck. And, of course, the woman passed it on to the devil. And we are doing it today. We will pass the buck instead of holding fast and being a man or a woman of what we've done, because God respects that when we hold up to what we've done. If we sin, God say confess it. He know that we sinned it, but he wants us to confess it. My time has ran out, and this will be a continuation from Genesis, the third chapter, verse 12. I thank God for each of you being on the call. God bless you. Keep us all in prayers, in your prayers. Keep my mother in your prayers, Leona Johnson. And let's pray continually for one another. And let's align ourselves up with prayer partners that we can pray with. Because the Bible say one will put 1,000 to flight and two will put 10,000 to flight. God bless you. I love you. And I will keep you in my prayer. Pray for us as well. God bless you and have a great day. Thank you so much. I got me a cup of ice cream. And I got me two ice cream, a cherry vanilla and butter pecan, and got me three chicken dinners. I really leaked out, man.
Yeah.
I love to have it once in a while. Some things stick with you, I guess, and you. Yeah, I don't eat them every day or every week. And we go to cheap. At least I put it that way. I'm more cheap once in a while.
$14 and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna find out. Thanks for reminding me. Get that in here before.
Yeah. On coming up.
Do it say that as well?
6%. All these fish is back.
Surprise. So
the new beer batter fish.
What kind?
Time only.
What kind?
Beer batter.
Oh, okay.
from limited time only while supplies last. What's the cost? Only at participating locations. Then got a scrap with it and it's on the back.
I still ain't called in my.
I forgot.
Well, I've been over failing. Well, I did. I don't hardly ever get milkshake from these places because they're so high. They're terribly high. I didn't eat none. If you eat now, as soon as I call bail, all is well first.